What's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Yo, today, man, we're going to break down on another one of our car convo series. And I was really thinking about what would be a good topic to break down and get into the weeds of it. And I think what was really came to mind, honestly, was watching the these congressional hearings on TikTok. And it was like, really, I was started thinking about it, like, yo, TikTok and how what TikTok is meaning to the youth as one of these outlets for us to show videos. And I've always been a fan of the regulations when it comes to certain social media sites, just based off the fact of the overall addiction to them, right? Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you could go down Twitter, X, or whatever you want to go on it. And it was just more of my mindset into the fact that the users of these devices, the creators of these devices, make it so we stay addicted to them and more on these screens and less time actually critically thinking. So I'm always an advocate of like some sort of regulations, because without these regulations, the youth cannot actually, it could really be jeopardizing their youth and like in getting to learn in different aspects of that. But that the overall viewpoint in my, and your whatever your political beliefs on it is a different conversation for a different time. Where I wanted to like kind of tailor this conversation was not so much on if TikTok is good or not for abusers and youth, but more to the standpoint of how TikTok is affecting the music industry, and the affecting of the music industry, how TikTok can actually hinder the successes of artists based off the fact that with too much of the TikTok videos and too much of the TikTok as being the main source of music and how it's being pushed out, you can see a future of music being over, like the overconsumption of this music, and how it may not be fully, like, really may not be really actually good for music as a whole. And that was where I wanted to tailor this conversation to, because, you know, I'm coming from an age prior to the digital age, prior to internet playing such a major force in how we pushed out music. I'm coming from a time where you actually had to go to the stores and get tapes, and there was a different way that we consume music. Now that you can have a 30 to 15 second video or 90 second video of you just, you know, rapping on it or talking on it, it actually takes away from, to me, like the part of music that we actually fell in love with. Because when you're getting so much of it at so quick of time, and so many artists putting out things, and now we went from just having to put out on the internet to being fully pushed out onto like streams of areas like TikTok, whereas now it's less, at least with the digital age, we could push the music out on a, you can just go to a streaming site and listen to the music. Now, like just on a TikTok video, you are getting only 90 seconds of a song, and most of these songs that are pushed out are songs that are only meant for like challenges, right? It's not, you're not seeing a lot of songs that are really being pushed heavily that are not centered around doing a challenge. And that's where I think the conversation is led to, is like, what is good music now? And if good music is how many views you got on TikTok, is that really considered good music? The more and more I think about it, the more and more I get into this concept of like, what's happening to music? Is there an overconsumption of music that we're starting to see? And because of that overconsumption of music, it's actually leading to the demise of hip hop and popular music. And it's a really a good debate. I think I actually did do a podcast on this a few weeks ago, where it was like, is it from basically a conversation that Kasa Not said around gaming? Was it a aspect of music being so much over consumption now that we're looking at a change into the dynamics of what we feel is good music, what's bad music? And overall, I think that is something that we can look into, and we could possibly have a debate on it, because it may be something that is the truth, right? Maybe it is the fact that music is so popular now that it's actually not, the hip-hop music, for example, is not being looked at as it used to be looked at when it wasn't so popular. And it's, is it really an aspect that's changing based off of the appetite that people are not really wanting it. They're not really feeling like it's something they need, and they're starting to go look for the music in other areas, which in one way is like, yo, that's the main reason that music like Afro beats, even some of the EDM music, the dubstep music is so popular, is because hip hop is becoming so much consumed that it's not becoming actually popular. It's like, you know, you might like to eat Krispy Kreme donuts, and if anybody been in the South, I remember the first time I had them shits, I was like, yo, these shits good as hell. But after you eat four or five of them, you like, I'm good on these Krispy Kreme donuts, right? And that's just an example. It's good for the first couple bites, but after a while, you're just like, man, I don't even need it anymore. And I think that's what's happening with hip hop. So many people are doing it. It's in so many different outlets, so many different streaming sites, that we are starting to get an overconsumption of it that people don't want to hear it. Now, on one side, it is now so easily available that we can look at it and say, well, maybe this is a good thing for the music as a whole. But on the other side, we can look at it and say, maybe we need to start reevaluating it, because if we want it to stand the test of time, which it has, it just did 50 years, and if we want to do another 50, we may want to start looking at how the type of hip-hop we're putting out. And if this is a change across the board in all the music forms through outlets like TikTok, where you're going to start seeing music only being pushed out for 90 seconds, is this something that we should start really looking into how we can regulate it? Because it's not going to stop the mindsets of creatives, but after a while, we may not look at it as music is something that I want to go buy and that whole album, or I want to go on a tour to listen to this artist, new artist that's coming out. Now, in some areas, TikTok is really well. It's this artist that just got signed to OVO, who came through TikTok. He has, I forget his name, but he's out of Philly. He kind of is like really unique, because he raps and he sings, but he's always dressed in like masks covering his face. He has one video where he's sitting outside at a corner store singing, and another video is similar to that mindset where he's in an area that is not in the music itself, and he's like singing. And I think that's an aspect of music that we could say that TikTok helped bring out. Another artist, other things that I feel like TikTok was valuable for us was the challenges with people like JID's song. That's a real popular song on TikTok right now. And this song been out for a while, but because it became a challenge, everybody started re-listening to it. So that's another area where I said TikTok does play a good value, because now you don't need to go to the majors to put out your music. On other sides, I feel like it gets cheesy, right? And it's been happening in the years, right? Everybody's making a little quick song to become popular, that those songs actually become cheesy. And a good aspect of like the ringtone time, right? When everybody was trying to find ringtone beats and for your ringtone. And it's like very similar to this time right now with TikTok. Like, everybody's trying to make a song that could be cool for a TikTok video, and it becomes kind of cheesy after a while, right? We saw it so much when we seen the evolution of artists like Soulja Boy coming out with, you know, the Superman. Everybody after that was trying to make a song that was a dancing song, like a cheesy song. You got, you know, them Franchise Boys making everybody snap, and then you got Laffy Taffy, and then that before you know, you got Walk It Out. It was so many different cheesy songs, but it was also in the aspect of everybody was trying to make a quick dollar off of that push. I think it's really interesting to see where this whole this whole TikTok movement is going to go. If you ask my opinion, the reason that the regulations are coming is has nothing to do with China and China, you know, trying to help out our youth, because China is convincing our youth to do things. It's so far from that. I really honestly, I look at it from the standpoint that TikTok is starting to be an outlet that a lot of people are using. And also they have shops on that, right? And one thing you know about America, if it ain't tied to money, people ain't really going to be listening to it or dealing with it or things of that nature. So I honestly think what happened with the whole movement of the TikTok is the fact that China owned a part of it and America wants to get that part of it. And you had lobbyists like Jeff Bezos seeing that so much money was being pulled on from online shopping from Amazon to TikTok. And he lobbied to get them to regulate it to only go to an American buyer. And honestly, you'd be shocked to find out that that American Pie, well, Jeff Bezos' pan will probably be in it. That's just my opinion on why they're trying to regulate it. But overall, my viewpoint on it, it's not so much that it's regulations bad. I just think that we need to really start thinking about, if we love this art form of music that we call hip hop, what is hip hop going to do for it? And if we don't start thinking about ways to regulate it, will hip hop become another one of these things that we look at and say, oh, this is a great thing and when it lasted, but right now, you know, I'm kind of over it and I don't need to hear it anymore. And I think that is where we're at now when it comes to this whole movement and these whole conversations around TikTok. Is TikTok one of those outlets of social media that we're going to be hearing and listening to music from artists that are making these quick one-hit wonders, or not even one-hit wonders, they're like 90-second hit wonders, and these artists are becoming now the face of what hip-hop becomes? Or are there going to be a way that we can regulate it in a way that we don't have to listen to these types of music to make hip-hop become a big outlet for us all to stream to and go to? And that's just my opinion on this whole conversation around the TikTok and the TikTok movement is going to be a challenge for us. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm doing these car convo series more and more. I do it more basically from an aspect of how will the TikTok movement, right? And how will this TikTok movie change the way we listen to music? And this was just an episode on that, but I simply do these car convo series, and that's why I'm going to be doing more of them. And if you enjoy these podcasts, just tune in every Friday. I drop new podcasts every Friday based off of any concepts that I have going on, anything that's centered around hip-hop, anything that may help us really fully understand what music is going for the future. And as always, respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm and poetry is soul, excellence, and culture. And in due time, we're going to take over. Peace.